Winning season has officially returned, and with NFL Preseason Live, there are plenty of opportunities to win at MyBookie. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or a first-timer, MyBookie gets you the most for your money with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. To claim your bonus, sign up and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit, and you'll instantly double your money with MyBookie. It's simple. $250 puts $500 in your account, and you can use your funds to bet on as many individual games, contests, or props as you want. Bet on team win totals. Predict the Super Bowl winner. Use the MyBookie prop builder to give yourself the edge you need to secure the bag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hello.
How you doing? It sounds loud where you're at. Where you at right now?
In this place called my house.
Oh, okay. You got the TV on loud?
I turned the Oriole game down. Sorry.
Ah, okay. Five games back, I understand, as the season bleeds out.
Yes, we are five games back, but hey, you're only good until the last pitch of the season.
There you go. Keep hope alive. All right.
That's right. Who said that?
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right.
You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. Does he look like a bitch?
What? Go on.
So, Jay, we've had something called a tarmac firing in college football. We now have, apparently, an end zone firing. Damn, Herm Edwards was done dirty last week at Arizona State.
Cue the bite.
Oh, I got the bite. I've got all the bites, my friend. I will say
cue
this.
Cue the bite.
Credit to the sometimes volatile Herm. He took it pretty well like a pro. Almost like he knew this thing was going to be a part-time run and not exactly a lifetime gig. So back to TV for Herm, but sorry it didn't work out with the Sun Devils, buddy. You gave it a good try. All right. You want it? You want the long version? Sure, here you go.
Oh, give me mini one to sight. Yeah. The whole system here,
and it doesn't work. And he's here like every week. I'm giving him checks. Wanda, we've got five remotes. I can't
we've
turn
had
it on.
So many problems.
But I know, you know, black men, you can never do anything wrong. They need to get fired from a job. Black people always do everything right.
You gotta turn a damn satellite on for the TV to work. See the little green light? You gotta play. You wanna be on? Just gotta turn it on. Or you can fire the black man. Whatever works for you.
Wow, what a classic from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
The first person fired this year was a white man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we've already had two high-profile coaches go down, and we are just, four weeks into the college football season? So,
can I give you my next one? I know he's going to be fired next.
All right, do tell. I'm all ears.
In about 2 weeks, Colorado will fire Carl Durrell.
Okay.
Because Colorado is the worst. High major,
yeah. Group of five.
They're the worst. Group of five.
Or, no, actually,
they're the worst.
Group of five defines.
I can't remember. I don't know what that is. I'm not going to lie.
Hold on. Group of five refers to the five conferences outside of the Power Five.
Okay, well.
I'm pretty sure about that. Wow, I thought you were a sports guy. Hey, shut the fuck up back there, will you? Jesus Christ, don't look that up. Carl Durrell, not much of a sports fan. Huh? Carl Durrell, by the way, a black man as well.
Or you can fire the black man, whatever works for you.
So there you go.
They suck, though.
Right. There's two guys that are too big and too highly paid to fail. Too big to fail, kind of like the banks that were propped up in the 2008 meltdown. And the two guys too big to fail are Jimbo Fisher and Brian Kelly at LSU. Those guys, and you know, Kelly, you got to give him some time, obviously. It's going to take a little while for him to get his program going. But Jimbo Fisher is already catching a ton of shit for the way they've played so far this year.
They lost to App State. Well, App State doesn't. If App State calls you, I would let it go to voicemail.
New phone. Who dis?
Yeah,
it's App State. Right. You know fucking who this is. We want to play you. Never heard of you.
App State. No clue.
Yeah, here I'll tell you exactly what you should do when it comes to App State calling you. By the way, so did you know why they fired Scott Frost? Apparently,
because as I told you, he's the biggest scumbag. And he had a record of like 5-50 in, you know, one score game, something ridiculous like that. Of course, it wasn't 5-50, but he had the worst in like three points or less. He had the worst record in the history of college football.
Right.
Something to
well,
that effect.
Apparently he was jumping in at key points, according to Bruce Feldman on Fox Big Noon Sunday, Saturday, whatever they call it. And he was jumping in and overruling his assistants. And he got bad advice from a couple of friends back in Lincoln. And next thing you know, he's out on his ass. So he's down. Herm is down. Herm will go back to TV, right? He's too good for TV.
Where's he going to fit in on TV? Well, Urban got back on TV, so anybody can get back on TV.
Absolutely.
But I told you about Scott Frost. He's the worst person ever. Yeah, I've said it like 19 times.
How do you know him as a person?
I wish nothing good for him. I told you, he hid in the closet while Lawrence Phillips.
Right,
he was boning Lawrence Phillips' girlfriend, and Lawrence Phillips came home, and Scott Frost hid in the closet while the girlfriend took, who's a lawyer, by the way, now, who took the ass weapon. As a man, you gotta stand up. You gotta stand up.
Well,
if you're gonna take an ass whipping for Lawrence Phillips, you just gotta take the beating.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, first of all, that would not have spared her the subsequent beating. Because Lawrence Phillips, sociopath, criminal, murderer, right? Now dead.
All of the above.
He's now dead, right? Did he die in jail?
Yes.
Okay, so he would have beat Scott Frost to a pulp, and then he would have beat his girl. So at least.
But he might have been tired from beating Scott Frost.
Crazy don't get tired.
And I would have laid on top of her while the police. Somebody would have called the police, right? At some point.
Maybe.
Are these all hypotheticals?
Listen, Lawrence Phillips once got in a car and ran down a flag football game like a maniac because he was disrespected.
No, because, by the way, they were teenagers. He thought one of them stole something from him.
Right.
And he got in the car. Yeah.
He was doing donuts like fucking Polly Walnuts on Christopher's front lawn in The Sopranos. Still one of the all-time great scenes. Okay,
way,
so if App
by
State...
we're watching The Sopranos, by the way.
Nice.
Right now.
Nice.
Just letting you know.
Beautiful.
It's good the second time around. Go ahead.
Okay, so if App State calls, you need to channel your inner Consuela from Family Guy.
No, 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 home and home. No, can't play.
Pizza place. They don't speak English and they always mess up the order. It's like trying to give my cell phone number to the housekeeper. Okay, I'm expecting a very important delivery at the house, so could you please call me if it arrives? I'll give you my cell number.
Okay, yes. No problem. Give me number.
Okay, 401-555-1125.
Wait a minute.
What?
That sounds like the pedophile who lives next door to them. That's the same guy.
Herbert the pervert?
Herbert the pervert, yes.
Well, no, it could be voiced by the same guy.
I'm being funny. Of course it is.
4-0.
4-4-0.
No, I was just repeating the 4. 1-4.
1-4.
That's what anyone, if App State calls your football office, you should channel that vibe right there.
Two schools, if North Dakota State calls and says, do you want to come up here and play us? And if App State calls you and says, we'll play you anywhere, those calls go right to voicemail.
Yeah. All right, two more. The Spacely Sprockets, You're Fired, is another classic. And then also the great scene from Anchorman, Ron Burgundy getting fired.
Ron, I've got to fire you.
Well, I've got to fire you.
Bing, boom, boom. Bing, boom, boom.
You're fired. You're fired.
I've got to fire you.
Well, I've got to fire you.
Bing, boom, boom. You're fired.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so Herm Edwards in the end zone. What is that? I mean, is there any other place that a college football coach can get fired that's more humiliating? Because we're moving the goalpost from tarmac to end zone. Maybe at halftime, maybe on the sideline. Maybe the AD comes up and just yanks the headset off and says, you're out.
Yeah, that's the only – yeah, I think we've gone to the – but Lane Kiffin doesn't – I'm sure a lot of other people got fired on the tarmac, but it wasn't reported.
Well,
but the
okay,
fact
but
that
Lane,
they didn't let him go back home with the rest of the team.
Yeah, they're
the
like –
great thing about that.
Exactly, and I think that's happened a couple of the times – in sports, I think there was a Carolina Hurricanes coach who got fired and pretty much had to get his own transportation home from a road trip. I'm pretty sure about that. But back to Herm Edwards when he went to Arizona State, I remember when he came in, it was a lot of energy and vibe like, hey, you know what? He's going to actually get some things going. He's got NFL knowledge. He's got high energy, you know. He's got good recruiting appeal, presumably. And then the early reports were, oh, he's in way over his head. He don't know how the college ecosystem works. It's a disaster. And then I think they had a little bit of, you know, success. And it seemed like he was is starting to turn around. But then, well, yeah.
Well, he then let all recruitment go through Antonio Pierce, who just started doing shit the wrong way. And, like, before NIL, cheating his ass off.
True.
So that they had visits during COVID.
Right. He was 20. He was 25-18, a 581 record over five seasons.
Suck. I mean, I've seen worse.
That's right in line with Todd Graham, the former head coach's record, 590. Better than Dennis Erickson, who was 500, 31-31. Dirk Cutter was a 541 coach. Bruce Snyder, Larry Marmy. John Cooper. John Cooper was there from 85 to 87. How about that?
At ASU?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Your friend and mine, Richard Doc Walker, always said about Arizona State, they should be a national power because it is so easy to get into and they have hot girls.
Oh, and it's gorgeous weather. Yeah.
Right. And it's an immaculate campus.
Yeah.
I've been there once.
Yeah, it's
how
gorgeous.
Do they not win?
It's hard. You know, it's hard winning in college football. I was just.
I mean, we all can't get into UC Santa Barbara.
Hey, fuck you. I got into there, and I got into Arizona State. Arizona State was my safe school. I swear to God, Jay. Jay, it was. It was. The application, Arizona State was a postcard. I'm not exaggerating. They were like, yeah, we don't even want to do a whole piece of paper with two sides. It's too much trouble. Just here, put your name, give us your social, send it in. We'll save money on postage. You're in. Congratulations. And, of course, I was a legacy because my mom went to Arizona State, as did her sisters.
Mrs. Zabin is a Sun Devil alum?
She's a Sun Devil, yes, indeed, because that's where they went to college when my grandfather, Nick O'Neill, her dad, took them out to Arizona, moved the whole family out from Brooklyn, where he had retired as a fire chief in Brooklyn. Chief, Jay.
Chief,
and moved out there in the, 60s, late 50s maybe, I don't know, back when there wasn't anything out there. It was, you know, truly the Wild West. And my mom would say how much her and her sisters got teased over their thick Brooklyn accents.
Wow.
But my grandfather did great. He invested in some small real estate properties and made a nice amount of money and put money aside for all of his grandkids, that'd be me, one of them, to go to college wherever they wanted in the country and not just some shit state school like Radford. Sorry, Radford alums. And so therefore, I got to choose between UC Santa Barbara, the Harvard of the West, and Arizona State. And to this day, I think I made a mistake. I think I should have gone to ASU.
You would have not made it.
What do you mean?
Because you would have partied so much that your head would have spun.
It's not like UCSB didn't get after it as well. So I survived that. But anyway, the legend at Arizona State was Frank Cush. Cush. He was a 764 winning percentage over 22 years up until 1979.
I have a picture because the Baltimore Colts used to have a training facility in Owings Mills. My parents were huge Colt fans. And there was a picture, because I remember cleaning out the house, of Frank Cush waving to my mother
what?
At training camp.
Get out of here.
I got it. I know I kept it. Because I said, nobody, I put it to disk. It's on my computer. Yes.
That's Frank Cush amazing.
Waving. To my mother, yes, with the old style Colt hat on too. Yes,
that is hilarious. The guy who followed Frank Cush, some poor slap named Bob Owens, he lasted 7 games, went 3-4, and got fired. He might have gotten fired right after the
on
band,
the tarmac.
Right?
At, yeah.
Or no, as soon as the band took the field for the 8th game, they're like, nah, you know what? Fucking get out.
But back then, though, you had to be...
He lasted 7 games. How the fuck do you last 7 games? They're like, hey, give the new guy a chance. You know, he might be the next Frank Cush. Nah, 7 games later, this guy ain't it.
And that was in the Pac-8.
Yeah. Back in the
day. Not the 12, not the 10, the 8.
Yeah. The poor Pac-12. Goddamn, I liked that conference when they were still a thing, you know? When they had some decent teams and Oregon was flying high. And USC, back before it started wandering sideways in the woods, it's back now, by the way. You're going to brag about USC in a second here.
Thank you.
But you also had pretty credible schools out there in Arizona. And the mountain schools were also credible. Washington had it going for a while there. God, I loved the Pac-12 after dark.
Because people used to say, I remember I got in an argument with someone. Because I said Christian McCaffrey was one of the best running backs ever. And this guy goes, oh, he's nothing but a Toby Gerhardt. And I was like, okay, now you're just naming white
You're naming
backs.
Another white Stanford running back. Congratulations,
racist. I said Christian McCaffrey was the closest thing to Reggie Bush I've seen in the Pac-12. And I was like, you don't watch Pac-12 football at night like I do.
Right.
12:45 on a Saturday.
Right.
So, you know, you're stupid.
Yeah, no, that's good. Good job by you.
Speaking of conferences,
yeah.
Do you remember the Southwest Conference?
Yeah, the SWAC.
No.
Southwest Athletic Conference, right?
No, that's the SWAC. But I'm talking about Arkansas, all the Texas schools when they were in, because they had the Pony Excess on 30 for 30 about SMU.
You're right. It was the SWC.
That Southwestern Athletic Conference. Yeah, but no, it wasn't Athletic Conference. But conference.
It ended in 1996.
Right. But it was a bunch of cheating going on. But it had every Texas school. That was kind of fun, except for Arkansas.
Here was the last days of the Southwest Conference. Arkansas, A&M, Baylor, Texas, Texas Tech, TCU, Rice, SMU, and Houston.
Oh,
that was it right there.
Loved it
back in the day, and it was it was almost all in Texas with a handful of schools there, Oklahoma and Arkansas mixed in as well. So
while they were cheating.
All right. By the way, good job by you to be able to see through the race prism to see that Christian McCaffrey was not just a white boy who was playing good football at Stanford. That he was a flat-out athlete. Yeah, exactly.
He was fucking awesome. That's just insanity. Right. Like anybody who says Cooper Kupp just isn't a good wide receiver, you're a dick. You're a dick.
Oh, fuck. He's ridiculous, yeah.
How is he always open, though? How? How?
He runs really good routes. He's a really good athlete. He may not have the full-on top-end, you know, 4.3 speed, you know, at long range, but his quick twist, quick change of direction, and his hands. I mean, those things, like, you combine great routes, burst ability, which he certainly has, with great hands, understanding the game, you know, knowing routes, reading defenses as well as your quarterback is reading them, and being where you're supposed to be, and then you throw work ethic on top of that, you're going to fucking be a monster no matter what color you are.
As my friend says, he's always booty butt wide open.
Booty butt wide open. We interrupt today's podcast to discuss booty and the fact that pussy remains undefeated and talk about Adam Levine and his current troubles with his thirst traps. Jay, would you like to comment on the former Maroon 5 frontman's troubles right now?
Cheating with an Instagram model.
Multiple.
Why?
Multiple, apparently.
I know they're probably easy to attain, but get a hooker. They keep their mouth shut.
You know, they call them thirst traps for a reason.
Yes.
They're a trap. You should have Admiral Akbar from Star Wars ringing in your head, it's a trap! Like, you're right. It's they're doing it to get the receipts to then go public.
Yes.
So they get over and people are like, oh, look at her. Isn't she hot? When in fact, they are not quite a dime a dozen, but close. There's so many young, hot women on social media. It's a joke.
It's staggering. Yeah. Yes, it is. No, yes.
But I love how
I follow a couple of accounts that show these young hot women.
No.
I may.
I love how, you know, she wrapped herself in the whole, I feel like I was taken advantage of.
Oh, yeah. Bitch, please.
Yes, sir.
Winning season has officially returned, and with NFL Preseason Live, there are plenty of opportunities to win at MyBookie. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or a first-timer, MyBookie gets you the most for your money with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. To claim your bonus, sign up and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit, and you'll instantly double your money with MyBookie. It's simple. $250 puts $500 in your account, and you can use your funds to bet on as many individual games, contests, or props as you want. Bet on team win totals. Predict the Super Bowl winner. Use the MyBookie prop builder to give yourself the edge you need to secure the bag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
No kidding. Okay, now we resume the podcast back to sports. Robert Sarver is now saying he's selling the Suns and the Mercury. They have driven him out of the NBA. And it took LeBron James to say, yeah, nah, man. And that was it. His goose was cooked. Does he still have to pay the fine, though, of $10 million?
Wait a minute, you think LeBron, I think PayPal, when they said, we're going to get out of the server business next year, I think that might have did it.
Oh, PayPal said that, huh?
PayPal were sponsors of the Phoenix, the Mercury. Remember the Eddie Murphy joke about Johnny Carson and his wife? Johnny would make $500 million and his wife would like do a job and she'd make $1,000. Here's mine, Johnny, because I want to do my share. That's the Mercury. The Mercury.
Oh, that was that was from
you just keep messing around like you used to. Eventually,
that was from Raw.
Your dick will fall off.
Yes.
Remember VD in the 60s? That shit don't just sting no more. Every time they cure something, it come back stronger. VD is new and improved now.
Skip ahead. He goes, I saw Johnny Carson on People Magazine like this. And he looked and he did the whole bit. Anyway, Robert Sarver, what did he say? That part I missed. Did he say anything as bad as Donald Sterling?
No. He said the nuclear N-word. But he said it as quoting.
In a rap song?
No, he said it as quoting somebody. All I know is.
Zabin, I'm going to tell you again as your
black
one of
friend.
Your four black friends.
Yeah.
You cannot say.
I know. I know the rules, Jay.
What is he like green eggs and ham? You cannot say it in a house. You cannot say it with a mouse. You cannot say it here nor there. You cannot say it anywhere. You cannot say the N-word. So,
right.
In a song, in a book, in a text, just can't say it.
Well,
there you go.
All the
white people listening to this A-cast, you can never say it.
Yeah.
But black people say it. Yeah, we got a card, though, that you get stamped every 5 minutes.
Trust me, I'm so trained that when I hear it either in a song or in a movie or whatever, uttered by a black person, it triggers me. It gets the hairs standing up on the back of my neck. It's like seeing a live King Cobra. You're like, fuck. Like, that's lethal right there. That could kill me.
That's literally the third rail of society.
Right. But I don't know, you know, do you balance that out with the totality of who Robert Sarver was as an owner, or is the NBA just so hopelessly woke that he was never going to survive it?
I didn't know he said the N-word, but you can't survive it. You cannot. Has anybody survived it? Let's think about that.
Don't know.
No, I can't.
Did you see the NBA player who got fined for his homophobic slur? But he also had the N-word right next to it.
But he also...
Talking about looking at these queer, you know, blank.
He was watching TV or something and decided to live tweet while he was watching it. And why
Not
can I think
very
of
smart.
Who it is?
Yeah.
It's oh, God. Edwards.
Anthony Edwards?
Yeah.
But
nothing will happen to Anthony Edwards because... Yeah. He doesn't own the team.
True.
He's just a player.
By the way, they're not owners. They're governors. They got rid of the word owner because they felt it was too connotive of slavery. You know that, right?
I didn't know that. That's stupid. Okay.
Of course it is stupid. Anyway, yeah, okay. Sarver just looked like a sourpussed asshole. He did not. He looked unkempt. He looked angry all the time. And I think that stuff does matter. You know, if you're a smiling, energetic owner, and, you know, something
happens. You got to look like Dr. Jerry Buss.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, here's I think I found it on the Eddie Murphy Raw and Johnny Carson. Here we go.
No, don't get me wrong. If you marry somebody and neither one of you have anything and you build $300 million together, you deserve half. But
good.
Johnny was $300 million in when they met. And I'm quite sure she knew. And Johnny, hey, I'm Johnny. She was like, I know who you are, motherfucker. And they got married, broke up, shit didn't work out, and then he had to give $150 million of his money. And don't get me wrong, ladies, I know a lot of housewives sitting out there going, well, you can't put a price on what I do. But ladies, if you marry a man with $300 million, you ain't no regular housewife. You ain't got to clean the house no more. You get a maid. You ain't cleaning shit. You marry a man with $300 million, you ain't cooking no more. You eating out. You marry a man with $300 million, you know how a lot of housewives got to get jobs on the side to help make ends meet? He got 300 million to end up meeting like a motherfucker.
Like a motherfucker.
What you gonna do? Get a job at a boutique on the weekends and shit? Say, here, Johnny, I made $70. Put that with the rest.
Now we got 300 million and 70. Because I want to do my
now
shit.
Now we have 300 million and $70. Because I want to do my share. No.
Yes. That's the Venus. That's the Venus Mercury. What they bring to the table. Yes. $70.
Oh my God. Eddie Murphy in Raw was like watching Jordan in his prime.
Here's
in terms of comedy, it is so good. It's so electric. It's so funny as shit. I look at Kevin Hart today, and I'm like, bro, you're the white Dane Cook. Stop it already.
I remember vividly, Zay, vividly, after Raw came out in the summer. And I remember for Halloween, we all dressed up in, like, jeans or whatever and just went around cursing. And then, who are you guys? We're Eddie Murphy.
For Halloween.
For Halloween, just because he was the coolest. I think somebody said if there was a party, Michael Jackson, Magic Johnson, and Eddie Murphy all walked in, who would walk out with the hottest woman? Somebody said in like 83, probably Eddie.
Eddie would take all four of the best women in there.
Yes, that's how big Eddie
Murphy
was.
He'd hit for the cycle. Yeah.
Another thing we had, see, this is the segment. We have to explain to people how big, they only know Eddie Murphy from Shrek and what's the one, Dr. Doolittle. No. That's not Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy was Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2, Raw and Delirious. That's the Eddie Murphy we know.
Yeah. So one other thing on LeBron. Apparently, he's embraced going bald.
He has to.
Welcome home, LeBron James. They ran out of headbands wide enough to cover your receding hairline, and you can't Sharpie it in like Jerome Bettis used to do on NBC.
Yeah. Like Kevin Durant is the next one who has to, as Bomani Jones used to say, come home.
Come home to the skillet head.
Come home.
What if he just wants to embrace the patchy sort of, you know, nubbly sort of dying grass on a golf course green look? Tiger's there. Tiger's a prominent black athlete who has not yet fully embraced going clean.
Yeah. And Derek Jeter embraced it.
Oh, that's right.
Because Jeter's hair was fucked up at a couple points. He was like, screw it. I've got this hot wife. What's the point now?
Yeah. Mike Evans is out for the Packers game in week 3. He appealed his one-game suspension. It was denied. Kind of a harsh punishment, but I thought that the fucking craziness of how he was fighting Marshawn Lattimore and the fact that he had done that once before and did not get suspended, they were eventually going to go, look, this is not going to be a revolving two bouts a year thing.
You use a map on your car.
Shut up, autoplay. Sorry about that. So they suspended him. Your thoughts?
He had to fight because they went after that was his quarterback.
That's my quarterback.
So that's why. So
do you have to fight
Mike Evans, by the way? Yeah, you have to. I wouldn't fuck with him. His backstory is one of those. He's got some shit in his past that if he ever lets go, he's going to fuck somebody up. So,
right. Aaron,
but can I ask a Packers question very quickly?
Yes, sir.
What are the people in Green Bay saying about Brett Favre?
Oh, well, I have not taken a poll, but obviously they're probably not happy that this guy bilked poor people in Mississippi out of money and possibly committed fraud, although that's not yet proven in court.
I know people like to say, you know, this Brigham Young story is getting way too much run. But this story should be getting more run than any. Somebody pointed out, and I think I may have, this might be as bad as Michael Vick.
No.
No, I can't say that, no.
Brett Favre did not electrocute dogs after fighting them.
He just took money and food out of poor people's bellies.
He gamed the government fire hose of cash to spray it on his preferred projects, like a volleyball arena at the university.
Which never got built, by the way.
And his daughter transferred, I think, to LSU. So it was a not.
This story is not getting enough run.
Well, I mean, look, ESPN talked about it. I saw the talking heads, all the talk shows, you know, PTI, Around the Horn, Facts versus Volume, Did Too, Did Not, all the shows.
I'm Right, You're Wrong.
I'm Right, You're Wrong. All the shows, they definitely said it.
I think we should take back his Hall of Fame bust.
Okay, fine. I crushed him. I crushed him. I said, this guy is a bag of shit, you know? But then again, he kind of proved that when he left the Packers and spited them for no reason whatsoever. It's like, hey, you keep threatening to retire. We had to draft somebody else. And, you know, you're walking around like, you know, a diva and, you know, we got to move on. And then, you know, it's like he got all pissed off. He's like, fuck you. I'm going to the Vikings. I'm going to stick it up your ass. And he did for one season, but then choked in the most important moment. All right. Let me ask you about Judge real quick before we get to FTG. Judge sits on 60 home runs as we tape this right now. Certainly Mount Maris will fall, I think, with 14 games left in the season. He also, in hitting 60, topped every one of the triple crown categories. Is he having the greatest slugging season ever? It's close.
I want to close. No, I'm going to still give it to Ted Williams in 47, who hit over 400 and hit 30 home runs and hit over 100 RBIs. And by the way, Not 41. I mean, it was 40. No, 41. Yes, 41.
Okay.
Hit over 400, hit 30 home runs, hit over 100 RBIs, and didn't win the MVP. Why? Because some guy named Joe DiMaggio had a 56-game hitting streak. But this is up there, though. He's only hitting 318.
Only 318.
Yes, only.
I mean, in today's baseball, where that's batting averages...
That's 400.
Yeah, yes. Batting, and nobody gives a shit about batting averages. Just hit as many barreled balls as you can, as many doubles and home runs as you can.
And he's the new biracial angel.
That's right. He's part of mixfolks.com.
Everybody loves Aaron. Have you ever heard anybody say anything bad about Aaron Judge?
No, other than he's too tall in the movie theater and I can't see around him. Asshole. That's about it. Yeah, so who's the bigger biracial unicorn, Patrick Mahomes with his froggy voice or Aaron Judge?
I'm going to give it to Aaron Judge because Patrick Mahomes' wife might be the most insane woman I've ever seen, and that takes him down.
What are you talking about?
Mahomes.
She's just very energetically supportive of her hubby. Come on, man.
Okay. She's annoying.
I'm seeing if I got that bite of her going crazy. Mahomes. Mahomes' girlfriend. You ready? Here we go.
Why?
Say all those people that doubted us and hated on us and thought we were going to lose this day. Yes, I did!
God.
Yeah, how would you like that as your girl?
Yes, I did!
See, this is what vodka plus millions plus social media does.
And then his douchebag brother, Jackson Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. No, he's something else right there. Okay, are you ready for FTG? How about one more thing to get in real quick before that?
Go ahead.
What was on my list here? Oh, did you see... Okay, what are your thoughts on the Kyler Murray fan interaction?
I think the fan got a bit too. I think he was trying to start some shit.
Okay.
Because I do too.
I think he was intentionally trying to get a cheap shot in.
Yes, he was.
But I'm convinced of that. But I said legally, it'd be pretty hard to prove. You know.
Oh, you couldn't. But I think the guy was trying to be a dickbag and trying to, you know, rustle him up. Is that the correct word I'm looking for?
Rough him up.
We'll take it. But yeah, okay. So while I know it was on purpose, I can't prove it was on purpose.
Okay. So with that said, here we go. Stand by.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
All right. Jay, go ahead, my friend. Who do you got?
Who did we? Didn't you say you were going to name it the Somebody Award because you give it to this person every week?
Well, you would name it the Whitlock Award. This week's Whitlock goes to who?
Jason Whitlock.
Again?
Jason Whitlock said, and I'm paraphrasing, the accuser of the Brigham Young case.
Yeah.
Is as bad as the woman who said that Emmett Till whistled at her, thus causing that guy's brother and her husband to kill Emmett Till.
Right.
Jason Whitlock said that. Mm. Okay, that's all you got? Okay.
Well, look, right. I mean, Whitlock, no, well, look. It's too far. It's too far. I'll grant you that. But, you know, these racial hoaxes are damaging for real racist incidents because...
Oh, no. I'm sorry. And it was the students chanting at the BYU game. Oregon BYU, and they were saying, fuck the Mormons.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear that? Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I mean that was bad, but it was a small thing, and at least the school apologized. The problem with Ms. Richardson is that there's zero evidence to corroborate it, and things like this stir people up, and it dilutes Jay the legitimacy of when these things do happen.
Huh? Didn't know anybody though got carried out and had a boat motor tied around their neck.
Oh,
and
God,
thrown in the Chattahoochee River.
No, listen, I would not compare it to Emmett Till. Let me put it that way. All right.
He did. All right.
All right. So to this Jason Whitlock, you say once again,
congratulations, Whitlock.
Fuck yourself.
That guy.
All right, so my FTG goes to one, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City.
He's now, too cool.
What
you
did
can't
I
hate him?
What? Okay. Here's the thing: COVID restrictions are finally falling everywhere, including places like Canada, which has been super COVID strict. They're getting rid of their entry requirement for being vaccinated, which will open it up for the playoffs in baseball just in time, right? You know.
Right. Yes.
When Adams was asked why the city's vax mandate remains in place, he said, quote, I don't think anything dealing with COVID makes sense, and there's no logical pathway one can do to get out of it. Fuck you! You're the mayor! Jesus Christ! So, I just shake my head at that. Thank God I don't live in New York City. Jay, as always, my friend, a great run today. And as you like to say,
bye now.
Winning season has officially returned, and with NFL Preseason Live, there are plenty of opportunities to win at MyBookie. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or a first-timer, MyBookie gets you the most for your money with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. To claim your bonus, sign up and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit, and you'll instantly double your money with MyBookie. It's simple. $250 puts $500 in your account, and you can use your funds to bet on as many individual games, contests, or props as you want. Bet on team win totals. Predict the Super Bowl winner. Use the MyBookie prop builder to give yourself the edge you need to secure the bag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.